Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gator, the news broke yesterday late in the show that Amani Bates was committing somewhere, and then, bam, he commits to Michigan State. I would describe the difference in reaction as Gator was aroused and Valeni couldn't have cared less because of skepticism of him ever being there. But, I mean, he could, especially if he reclassifies. I'm intrigued as to how people would characterize their feelings about this commitment.
Well, I'm not going to change my feelings at all because I want to feel good about something. And after reading an article on ESPN, we did an interview with one of the writers. I'm not going to say I feel confident, but I feel a lot better about it than I did when we talked with Mike, because Amani Bates sure made it seem like the G League is not an option for him. He says for some players it's great, but for me, I'd rather go to college. So, and particularly if he is going to reclassify, apparently he could be on schedule to graduate after one more year of high school. If he's going to reclassify and allowed to, then he's coming to Michigan State. The only thing that changes is if the NBA decides to change their rules and eliminate the one and done. But Adrian Wojnarowski apparently reported back in April that the NBA is not likely to do that for several more years. So I'm left to think that the young man is serious about his commitment to Michigan State, and everything I read yesterday showed how much and detailed how much he really, really likes Michigan State and Tom Izzo. And what I find really interesting is here is a guy who is, by all accounts, the most talented player since LeBron James to come out of the draft, or arguably that, and he's in that group with Kevin Durant. And he's only a sophomore. He hasn't even started his junior year yet. That he really wasn't and hasn't been recruited by other schools, because those other schools just immediately thought, oh, he's not gonna go to college. He's just gonna go pro, which I find just hilarious, and what a tremendous break it is for Michigan State. Now, he's a hometown guy, playing basketball in the state. He's from this state, and Izzo's been recruiting him since the seventh grade. So obviously they built up a relationship, but for teams not to get involved, not even to call him once the kind of dead period ended, which I think was middle of June, June 15th. Nobody called him except for Izzo. Okay, great.
Well, I mean, I talked to somebody close to the family that said that's not true, and that he one of the reasons he did this is because they kind of want it to slow down because he's gotten so many calls. I don't know.
The story said that nobody had called him on that day other than Izzo. Izzo was the only one to call him that day.
Yeah, he's been recruited as much as anybody, but the reality is the reclassification is what, and he basically said, they're going to play a national schedule, and if it's too easy for him, he's just going to graduate and go on and play in college. He won't even be eligible for the G League because of his age until the following year anyway. So the only place he, you know, if he's not going to play in high school, his choices are college or overseas. He could do the, was it LiAngelo Ball? Or which one of the balls went to Australia?
Yeah, well, either way, it doesn't seem like that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the other possibility is he could go play for money overseas. But we do want to know from Spartan fans, how do you characterize your feelings about this? And you know, Michigan fans have been through something like this. I think anybody that was closely paying attention to the Isaiah Todd commitment knew that it's nice and all, but the odds of him ending up on campus didn't feel great because it was, you know, just reason to believe that, you know, that's not going to happen. And I remember trying to temper some people's enthusiasm about it. But, you know, you can feel however you want. You can get excited, you can get stoked, or you can be more cautious about it. The reality is the kid is unbelievably talented. The comparison of a player for he's a Kevin Durant kind of player in terms of his build and the way he plays the game. And it's not bad news by any stretch of the imagination. It can be nothing but good news because at the very least, Gator, you can try and spin this even if you don't think he's coming to try and get kids to commit to play with him. And, you know, build up a class and say, all right, look, we're not 100% sure he's coming, but if he does, you can be a part of it. You can play with him. And other kids may commit to the program just because they want to play with Imani Bates. And, you know, that also could be interpreted as positive. But 248-539-9797 for Spartan fans to get in and tell us, how would you characterize your feelings over this one? Because it is met with a degree of skepticism that will ever be there, and yet he could. He very well could, because if his plan comes to fruition and he doesn't want to go overseas and play for money and high school is too easy for him, he'll be at Michigan State if the reclassification really brings that into play.
Well, after you read the article, excuse me, and saw the quotes and everything else, what was your interpretation?
My interpretation was that it's possible, and I talked to somebody who's, like I said, a lot closer to it than I am. And after talking to them, I thought he may play there, but who knows? Who knows? There's a lot of time between now and then, so he very well could. But there's just nothing. There's nothing negative about this. There's no coach in America that wouldn't take the commitment. You absolutely take the commitment and hang on and then just try and hope that you get them.
Because I guess to me, the only scenario that has him not going to Michigan State is if the NBA gets rid of the one and done.
So even if he doesn't reclassify and then he can go to the G League, or even if he wants to go overseas?
Right, because based on what he said, the G League is not for him. And if the G League is not for him, going overseas, I don't think it's for him either.
Yeah, I mean, again.
So I would think that the only thing that holds him back from going to Michigan State is the NBA eliminating the one and done. If the NBA says we'll allow kids from high school to go ahead and jump to the pros, then I think that that's something that the young man will consider strongly. But otherwise, I think he's a Spartan.
I do wonder if this kid is such a draw that the NBA would forward their thinking on that. But here's the deal, man. This kid and his family have come up with something and are pushing something that is starting to become, I don't know if it's more of a trend. I think back to Gary Danielson. You remember working with Gary, and Gary always talked about how he didn't know that the American ideal of athletes going through colleges to play as opposed to clubs or academies, the way they do it in Europe, is what they will end up happening here, because this Ipsy Academy thing that he's going to end up playing for sounds like the Gary Danielson idea. It sounds more about what Gary used to push.
Obviously, the big story is that he made a commitment to Michigan State, and the second big story out of that is what his dad is doing, which I think is extraordinary, both in the task of trying to put something like that together. And not just to start up a brand new prep school, but it's a prep school that wants to compete nationally. It's not like, oh, yeah, we're going to take on the best high schools in the state of Michigan. It is a national thing, like IMG. That's what this is. So it's wild that he's starting that in Ypsilanti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.